You might like these. A list of the 21 things you only learn in Melbourne the hard way has been released. And what I love about this list, it applies to people who were born here, like you and me, Feb.
Yes.
We've lived here. Well, I did have to spend 10 years in Sydney.
You're born here, though.
That's like a training ground for radio. Then you come back to the big league. But, yeah, no, born and bred Melbourne, Feb and I, Byron, you're a bit of a newbie, so, we'll teach you a thing or two.
I've lived here for 10 years, so if you've got any questions about Melbourne, happy to answer them.
This is really true. I want to run them by you, Feb and Byron, because I think these are true and they're quite funny in a way. One, the number one thing was that you can't buy a tram ticket on a tram or a bus ticket on a bus.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
You can't.
It's so
remember when you used to be able to get, you jump on and you give the bus driver $2, he give you like his own one and you get your ticket. Will you buy your zone 1, 2, 3? I used to do that when I was younger.
I remember first getting here and thinking that the tram driver cared that I had a ticket and suddenly realised they don't care.
No, they don't care.
People who commute to the city for work, because I barely go into the city and catch a train into the city, but I feel like when I was growing up, and I used to catch the train a lot into the city because that's where I'd hang out with my friends, I remember this happening all the time, that trains just inexplicably skip the city loop and suddenly you're stranded at Flinders Street Station and you never got to
it. Yeah, I used to hate that when you want to get off at one of the
museum,
Parliament or something.
You go to Melbourne Central.
And you end up, they miss it.
Yeah. Actually, what about the forgotten station, Flagstaff?
Flagstaff.
Does any train stop at Flagstaff?
Oh, no.
Why is Flagstaff even there?
I don't know.
It's not even a suburb. What is it? It's not.
This is one that
I used to hate
with.
Going in the loop. I used to get scared.
Oh, I love the loop.
Because I think I watched a movie where they, they got stuck in like a tunnel.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyone boarding a train this morning, just be mindful of the loop.
Yeah.
Detour. What about this one? The trams, back to trams, also take way longer than you think they will. You know when you go, I've been on Bridge Road. Oh, we'll just go up Bridge Road, head to the MCG. Mm. Oh, no, that takes forever. Like, you think you could walk it sometimes.
Yeah, that's the same with driving, Boxy. When I used to drive to the footy and I'd be playing, you'd be in traffic and you'd see supporters walking and then 10 minutes later they're still walking past you.
Yes, that's so true.
You're like, I could be walking to the game. This takes forever.
Look, there's so many more.
Go through them. I like this.
These are good.
Oh, I know. Oh, look, if you've ever, there's a restaurant in the city, and I've fallen for this. It's a great restaurant called Chin Chin that you can't just rock up to it.
No.
Like people go, oh, try Chin Chin. Don't just turn up. You won't get a seat.
You will
not get a seat at the Queen Vic Night Market. I haven't even tried, but I won't now. Turning left onto Flinders Street from Elizabeth Street will take a very long time.
Correct.
Have you done it?
Oh,
I've come down Collins, then you turn left and then you're on Elizabeth Street thinking, I'll just get onto Flinders. I've been there, I reckon, 2 hours. I'm not kidding. That is a nightmare.
What's the road where you can't drive down? It's only for police, ambulance and traffic.
Swanston.
Yeah, I drive down that all the time.
No, you shouldn't.
No traffic, man.
Well, that's actually on this list. Where was it? It's here. Sorry.
So much easier to get to St. Kilda Road.
It's a long list.
Well, it's not a road. That's why.
That's the best.
Okay. Yeah, it's Swanston. Yeah, that's where the trams are. That's just a tram track.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
don't do that.
This is this one that I really like, and I'm just going to end it because there's just too many. Fev, I'd be here all day. But that St. Kilda Beach is not actually a real beach.
It's not.